Com. What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with my co-host Scott Hennon, who is out today because Rob Port, the 10th anniversary of the Say Anything blog. So congratulations to Rob. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Questions of the day. After voters ousted two Colorado Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday in the state's first ever legislative recall, I think that's just a huge point to make. And it took the Second Amendment. It was over gun control. So they wanted tighter gun control, tighter controls. And the people of Colorado said, no, you're going to vote your constituency or you're going to be gone. And yes, they are gone. Also, the white supremacist visit to Leith, North Dakota. Of course, that has been in the news lately. Should we ignore it, pretend it's not there, maybe make it go away, or which is a little bit more of Rob's take, just ignore him. My take is, you know, meet it head on. I want to hear what these people have to say, so I go, yeah, you're an idiot. I really do. this kind of cracks me up, Rob, and I want your take on this. Red River High School up in Grand Forks, a little strict on dances, according to the students. The kids recently just walked out. They said, we're not coming to the dances anymore.
Yeah, according to a report in the Grand Forks Herald, they reassembled 2 miles south on the far side of town to dance as they pleased, and it started to sound like something out of that movie Footloose, right? The town elders won't let the kids dance. But I don't know. I mean, it seems like this is a debate that's been going. I mean, we've seen, you know, the old movies or whatever with the teachers holding rulers between the dance, you know, the male and female dancers. And I think kids have been shocking teachers and school principals with their dance moves since, Elvis era?
Yeah, at least.
So, you know, it's nothing new. Although, I mean, it does seem to be getting more explicit. I mean, we all saw, I didn't watch it live, but we probably all saw on the internet or whatever, Miley Cyrus at the Video Music Awards. So, I mean, if there's that sort of dancing going on, I gotta tell you, if my daughter was there, I would not be happy that she wants to dance like that.
Now, my great grandmother used to,
discussion.
My great grandmother used to tell me how racy the jitterbug was back in the day, so I think it's kind of generational. Let's get to the phones. Huh? Go ahead.
Do you think twerking will be like the jitterbug? Like,
oh gosh, I hope not. I just hope not. If it is, the future generations are in big trouble. Let's get back to the phone. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. Ward in Minnewaukan, what's on your mind today, my friend?
First time I've actually called in, but you were questioned on property taxes versus state stimulus. I lived outside the state until 2007 when I came back. I was a property owner here in North Dakota, and that was about the only contribution I was making. If you eliminated property tax altogether, you know, the people like me who were owners from outside wouldn't be paying in anything to the local economy. Plus, on your question of the, you know, older residents who bought their houses and now are being forced out of them, this question was settled in 23 out of the 50 states about 20 years ago with the Jarvis-Gann Amendment, because they put that through where I was living at the time in California, and everybody said, well, this is going to bankrupt the state. It actually turned around and, you know, increased the state's revenue by over a third. You know, and that was based on you bought your property, that was the taxable number until you sold it with a maximum of 1% per year increase, right? Now, the other thing is, property, if you really want to stimulate businesses to come to North Dakota, do what South Dakota, Washington, Texas, Florida have all done. Eliminate the income tax. Anyway, that's my point. I'll get off and listen to your response.
Ward, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, Rob, it's probably a better question for you. Is that feasible? Because I know you've looked at the tax structure in North Dakota quite extensively.
Would that be the better way to go? Eliminate an income tax here in North Dakota?
You know, there's that argument. I mean, I have problems with the property tax just on a fundamental basis. Just as a caller mentioned earlier, the idea that you don't own your home, if you miss those property tax payments, they could come and they could take it from you and they could sell it. That to me is just disturbing. I mean, that to me on its own is enough reason to get rid of the property tax. But yes, getting rid of the income tax, I think would be a fantastic idea. You know, do we do both? I think we need to look pretty close at the revenue numbers to see if we could afford it. And there was actually, there was an attempt to get rid of the income tax during the legislative session. Representative Scott Lauser up in Minot, tried to pass legislation that would have put a 2-year moratorium on the state income tax, corporate and personal, and with the eye towards after 2 years getting rid of it. Unfortunately, that didn't pass, and the state house actually passed $500 million worth of income tax relief. That ended up getting watered down to $250 million. So I think there's a lot more we could do on income tax, and I'd like to see North Dakota eventually without an income tax.
You know, Ward brings up a great point, though. As living out of state and being a landowner, that was his only contribution. And I do like that balance approach.
I don't know. I mean, did Ward never visit North Dakota? He never paid sales taxes. He never paid, you know, some of the other taxes you pay when you travel into the state. You know, the whole idea of out-of-state property owners doesn't bother me that much. I think people get far too worked up about that issue. Let's go to some calls. Todd from Mandan wants to talk about gas prices. Todd, what's on your mind?
You know, I took a trip about a month ago here down to the Twin Cities, and I had been told around here, and I may have mistaken what I was told, but that there has to be ethanol in all of the gas. Well, you start getting over towards Fargo, and all of a sudden they sell regular unleaded over there. You get down to the Twin Cities, and they have nothing with ethanol in it. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what's going on around here. Does anyone know?
Well, I know as far as in Fargo, I was there last week, and I was shocked to see still on the pumps they had gas that wasn't ethanol added.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of what's happening is actually there's not a mandate that they have to sell fuel blended with ethanol. What's happening is that the government has mandated that refiners blend a certain amount of fuel with ethanol. So regardless of what fuel demand is, and fuel demand in America actually declined a lot during the recession, it's climbing a little bit, but the government mandate for blending ethanol is increasing as well. So there's an issue with you know, essentially the refiners are having to blend a certain amount of fuel and make that fuel available in the marketplace. So depending on, you know, what refiner is serving the gas stations that you're shopping at, you may or may not be able to get ethanol. Now, in a smaller fuel market like North Dakota, you're going to have fewer choices because we just don't consume as much in order to have some of those other fuels available as places like the Twin Cities in Minnesota. So it's a government mandate for blending ethanol that's creating distortions in the market, and in some parts of the country is making non-ethanol fuel very difficult to find.
Well, yeah, because I know you can go here and find it at a couple stations that do sell it, but you also pay a premium because it is premium, over $4 a gallon, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to be burning that ethanol. I found myself, I drive a Ford Explorer on that regular unleaded, I got 26 miles to the gallon on it, you know, and I never get that on this corn mix that we use.
Yeah, on the other side of that, too, is a lot of the outboards, like the Mercuries and stuff, being that we're lake country here, or river country around Bismarck, Mandan, lake country to get off the east or up north. They're starting to put a lot of warnings out now as the ethanol blends are being mandated in. Thanks for the phone call, Todd. Let's go to Charles in Minot. Charles, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just listening to the conversation about Measure 2 and all the things about why we can't do this or that. Yeah, what Mr. Navy is not explaining to people is that why are we spending five times more money this legislative session than it would have taken to eliminate property tax, and no one seems to care. We're giving out-of-state students subsidies to come to school here to fill our colleges up. We've got $2.4 billion in the Common Schools Trust that we're giving to Wall Street, getting less than 2% interest on it. That's the money that should be building our schools. And these legislators run around and say, oh, we can't spend this because the Constitution says we can't. Constitution says we can't spend 5% of the principal, and the principal is the land that it's generating the income from. The income right now from the Common Schools Trust is generating $500 million a year. It would pay for any of the school buildings throughout the state. We don't need to keep taxing the property tax owner.
Charles, thanks for the phone call. More of your questions, more of your comments on what's on your mind when we come back from the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. When we come back, we'll get to Mark, John, Terrell, all on hold. We'll come back. And also, I got to tell you about a guest we've got coming up on Friday. Details on that coming up next. This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hinnon, Rob Port filling in for Scott today. Rob, of course, selling a little anniversary, celebrating today with the 10th anniversary this week of Say Anything blog. You can check it out online. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to your phone calls in just a few moments, but I got to tell you about a special guest we've got coming in tomorrow. First of all, Friday, of course, normal or nuts Friday. And then we're going to have a special guest talk show host, Mark Levin, also an author, The Liberty Amendment, Restoring the American Republic, a brand new book he's got, and it's a runaway bestseller out there right now, so we're going to have an opportunity to talk to him. We're looking forward to that. Also, Susan Beeler on the program. She is part of North Dakota Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, and we're going to find out why she thinks she can convince Senator Heidi Heitkamp to go away from her stance on the Second Amendment and vote for more gun control. We'll find out what's going through Susan's mind coming up tomorrow on that. Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Mark in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Is Representative Nacy still there?
No, he had to go.
Oh, darn, I missed him. Well, my comment would have been pretty much the same as everybody else that I've been listening to. I have not, I did not vote for Measure 2 last time, but if it comes up again, I certainly will. I am really very, very tired of listening to our legislatures after the session come around and tell us what a wonderful job they've done. I agree with the last caller. They're sitting there with hundreds of millions, even into the billions of dollars. And when you read articles in the paper where the Bismarck City Commission, Park Board, Township, whatever, tell you that they've reduced the mill levy and you're going to see a reduction of about a dollar to a dollar and a half, although your tax valuation keeps going up, I wish Representative Nancy would be there. I said, I think you did an absolutely terrible job. Hopefully he's still listening. Hopefully he'll call back. I'm a conservative Republican. I am as conservative as they come, but they are sitting on money there that can be sent back to the taxpayers in the form of all kinds of tax relief. So for Representative Nancy, if you're sitting there, I think you did a terrible job. I will vote for Measure 2 next time because you didn't get the message. The people of North Dakota, it almost passed last time, and I think this time it will, and they're going to say, you're not doing a good job like you think you are, Representative Nathy, and you need to rethink this because the taxpayers are tired of this.
John, let me ask you, or Mark, let me ask you a quick question. For you, what happened in this legislative session, did it come down to reform over relief? And the reason I ask that is I look at the formula by which they're paying our school taxes, basically, is what they're doing. They're rebating us on the school taxes. To me, that formula itself is flawed.
Very flawed. It's totally flawed. But what they need is a total overhaul of the tax system. They need to reduce. They need to send more money back in the form of tax relief. They're sitting on tons of money up there, and they're telling us they've done a good job. And at the end of the session, they get another report saying, oh, by the way, we got more money than we thought we had to begin with. Well, that's pretty poor planning. They know the money's just pouring in. I was very disappointed. My three people were Kaiser, Kills, or Clemene, and I told them over and over and over and over again, you need to do more property tax relief. You need to do cut income taxes. You need to do cut sales tax. You need to cut everything because you got all this money. What on earth are you sitting on that money for? I mean, we have paid and paid and paid, and the oil has, you know, obviously that's where a lot of the money is coming from. Well, you've got the money. Send it back now. Cut taxes. So, Representative Nathy, you didn't convince me.
I think you make a lot of excellent points. I think we need to be careful not to put the blame too exclusively on the legislature. I mean, I'm wondering what you think about this, Mark. Do you think the local governments have to shoulder some of the blame here as well?
Oh, absolutely. The Bismarck City Commission, the Bismarck Park Board, they keep telling us, well, we've only raised the mill levy by one or reduced the mill levy by two and whatever. But the way property tax valuations are going up pretty much everywhere in the state of North Dakota, reducing the mill levy by two mills, when your property value goes up and the city comes around and reevaluates your property and it goes up 14-15%, we're not keeping up. And so there has to be a reduction in sales tax and income tax and city tax and city. I mean, there's money at the state that can be sent back in all types of forms. And they keep telling us what a wonderful job they did. Well, I wasn't convinced. So
I think you're right, Mark, and I think North Dakotans are going to continue to see a disconnect in their property tax bills. And, you know, again, I think you're right. And I think the most interesting point you made was talk about comprehensive tax reform. It seems like we do income tax and we do property tax and we do everything separate. I think maybe, given the revenue situation in North Dakota, it's time to take a step back look and look at every single tax and every single fee that the state levies and figure out how can we do this, you know, to ensure that the state continues to have the revenues it needs going forward, but also lower some of the burden, not just in the amount of taxes paid, but in compliance going forward. And look at this. I think that would be a very healthy debate. And the legislature, maybe rather than just focusing on the property tax issue specifically, in the next session should be looking at some sort of comprehensive reform. And I'm not sure that the legislature hasn't had their last shot at the property tax thing. If a Measure 2 gets on the ballot again, boy, I think there's a good chance of it passing.
Mark, thanks for the phone call. You know, he also brought up an interesting point, Rob, on the oil money flowing in. And I want to say, you know, having been at the oil conference here in Bismarck over the last 3 days and talking to some of the industry leaders, one of the things that really frightened me, and I know this is something you're following with the train wreck that took place in Quebec, that tragic accident, well, there was Bakken crude on that. I found out something that had been in the works prior to that, but there's a little bit more pressure on that from a safety standpoint with the rail cars, where if this enacts, we could wind up having to have all the rail cars that transport oil, which, of course, due to our lack of pipelines in North Dakota right now, rail's key for getting our product out of the state and keeping that cash flow coming back into the state. That could end. That could dry up and stop. And the reason it could stop is the fact that the rail cars may have to be retrofitted. And this is a plan that was put in place prior to that accident. But now there's a little bit more onus on it, and it's only about $12,000 to retrofit these cars. There's a safety hood that goes on and a coating and a few other things that they do to upgrade these cars a little bit. But the problem is, with the massive number of rail cars, there's not the shop space to get this done. So this is something that would be incremented in 2014, 15, 16. The industry's saying this isn't going to get done until 2018 at least because there's just not the shop space. So that lets you a little bit of a window how fragile our financial situation. If you're banking all on oil money coming into the state of North Dakota, you know, that's not a good plan because that shows that little window how tenuous that financial process is.
Well, you don't ever want to put all your eggs in one basket. I think that's for sure. And especially in a commodity-based economy like North Dakota, because I think it's not just oil. I think we've got a little bit of a bubble in ag prices as well. And farm, I mean, if you look at farmland values, how they've gone through the roof, I think there's a potential for a bubble there as well. So can't put our eggs in one basket.
Up against the break, and when we come back, more guests right here. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312, 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at
freezedrygod.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedrygod.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedrygod.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Tuned to What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Rob Port, filling in for Scott Hennon, the 10th anniversary of the Say Anything blog. You can check that out online for yourself, Say Anything blog. I believe that's .com, isn't it, Rob?
Yes, it is.
I just have it in my favorite, so I always go back and peruse it. It's kind of like, I don't even know my own phone number anymore. It's just in my phone. You don't have to use your brain anymore, I guess. So, also a little reminder, Scott Hennon and myself are going to be on Chasing the Lake in Walker, Minnesota tomorrow, broadcasting live for Normal or Nuts. Is it Normal or Nuts? We get to spend the morning at Chasing the Lake. I think that's completely normal. I'm looking forward to that. Also coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to talk with United Blood Services. The Battle of the Badges taking place in Bismarck, Mandan. We're going to talk with Steph Radins coming up a little bit later. One more quick phone call before we get on to our next guest, Luke in Dickinson. What's on your mind quickly?
Hello, sir. I'm calling on two things, Measure 2 and the Second Amendment, so it's 2-2-2, I guess. My first thing is on Measure 2. When we declared our independence, we were getting our rear ends kicked. George Washington made a letter to the Hessians, and he said if they'd come over and fight for us, he'd give them free land. And the Hessians wrote back a letter to George Washington, and they said, yeah, we know all about free land, and then you're going to charge us property tax. George Washington fired back to them in another letter, and he said, it wouldn't be free land if you would have property tax. This is a free country. I don't understand that at all. It's not about taxes, not about anything. It's that we are renting our land. You don't own your home. You stop paying taxes, and you will find out who owns your home. That's my first point. My second point is, in North Dakota, our Second Amendment is very, very shaky. Right now, you know, our Second Amendment, everyone can quote it pretty much. It says, you know, the right to bear and to keep arms shall not be infringed. Unfortunately, you need a permit in the state of North Dakota to carry a gun after dark in your vehicle. And most people don't know this. I found out the hard way, 6-7 minutes after church, my family and I were driving along and got pulled over. I had a sidearm in the vehicle. Moments later, I had three 45 guns pointed at my head, telling me if I moved a muscle, I would be shot in the head. Luckily, I knew a couple of the other senior officers that showed up a little later on. I could go into it. That'll be on YouTube here pretty soon. But in North Dakota, your Second Amendment is already being big time taken away. And I beg everyone to look into this bill and see the law here, because after dark, if you have a gun in your vehicle, you are a felon. That's what you are. without a permit. Now, I need permission to marry your daughter. I need permission to hunt. You need permission to hunt on my land. But I don't need permission from anybody to own a gun. And as you can tell, I'm kind of more so a constitutionist than even a Republican. And so, you know, people really should look at what freedom really is all about.
Luke, couldn't be said better. Thank you very much for your phone call. And sometime I might ask you to hunt on your land, so just keep that in mind. Thank you very much for the phone call, Luke. More phone calls. We'll get to those in just a few minutes. We've got a guest waiting we need to get to quickly. Nick Archuleta, he's the president of the North Dakota United. It's a new union merging here in North Dakota, the North Dakota Education Association, the Teachers Union, and the North Dakota Public Employees Association, as well as the Public Workers Union. Nick, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Nick, what's the impetus behind this? So, you know, I look at North Dakota, it's a state, it's an at-will work state. What is the role in a state like North Dakota of unions, and why this reorganization or this realigning of this union?
Well, I don't know that it's so much a realigning. I think that if you look historically, both the North Dakota Public Employees Association and the North Dakota Education Association have been on have joined forces before to work towards common goals. But in that case, this is more of just a formalizing of that relationship, I think you'd say. As it relates to unions in a right-to-work state, is that your question?
Yeah. What is the role of unions in a right-to-work state?
Well, I think they fill the same role as they do in any state, whether it's right-to-work or not, and that is to have a bigger voice to lobby for those things that are important to union members and workers, whether they're union or not. You know, things like a decent salary, a safe workplace, and so on.
Mr. Archuleta, first of all, thank you for coming on the program. I was wondering, is this, I mean, obviously pensions are a big issue both nationally. A lot of people think they're a big issue here in North Dakota. I know you disagree. But are you expecting a political battle over pensions, and is that one reason for combining the unions?
I don't. I do think that pensions are a big thing. I think they're important for people that go to work every day and work hard. I think that it's important for them to be able to look towards a retirement that won't land them in poverty. So yeah, I think that it's a big deal. One of these, that's not the sole reason, certainly not, but we certainly intend to protect public pensions. Do we expect a battle for them? Yeah, sometimes I guess we do. We didn't really have any sort of an issue with it in the last legislative session, of course, you'll remember.
How did these unions come together? How did you form this new union out of the other organizations?
Well, a few years ago, the boards of directors of both NDPEA and NDEA gave direction to their executives to investigate the possibility of a merger, and that's what happened. So over the course of a few years, we looked at all of the finances of both groups. We looked at the membership of both groups and the mission of both groups and discovered that there are ways that we could work together more effectively. You know, there'll be.
All right.
Are we? Okay. I think. Do we still have Nick? Is Nick still on the air with us? Okay, we appear to be having some technical difficulties here right now. Apologize for that. We were, of course, interviewing Nick Archuleta of the North Dakota United, which is a combination of the two public unions, the teachers and the public workers, about pensions. And, you know, we've seen some reports about pensions in North Dakota in the past. One recently from State Budget Solutions put North Dakota's pensions is only 32% funded, based on projections. We had another report from North Dakota State Auditor had a little bit better, saying that the pensions are about half funded, about 50% funded. So obviously some issues there. We have some callers. Let's go to Glenn from Mandan. Wants to talk about oil money. Glenn, what's on your mind? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Mark, let's go to Mark next. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wasn't calling about the issue that this gentleman was talking about. I wanted to talk about Mark Levin. Is that okay?
Okay, very quickly, though.
Yeah, well, he claims to be a constitutionalist. He puts out some good information. However, he was the leading proponent of the Patriot Act, of the Homeland Security creation of that police state agency. You can't have it both ways. You can't be, as Ben Franklin said, somebody who wants to trade freedom for security and then claim you're a constitutionalist. Plus, under the Reagan administration, Reagan did not allow U.S. multinationals to partner up with the communists in the USSR. They did not allow the USSR state-owned companies to own assets in the U.S. But Mark Levin, under the guise of free trade, promotes this kind of backdoor communist takeover of America. He's a fraud.
Okay. Well, that sounds like good questions for Mark Levin when he's on the program. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. Steve, are you back with us?
I am back now. A little bit of a hiccup. So apparently we're having some trouble connecting with Nick Archuleta. We'll try to get him rescheduled sometime next week and delve into that a little bit further. Of course, President of North Dakota United, a new union merging the North Dakota Education Association Teachers Union and the North Dakota Public Employees Association Public Workers Union as well. You know, Rob, that's one of the things I've always had a little bit of a disconnect here in the state of North Dakota is the fact that, you know, we have unions that are trying to be relevant in the state, yet we're a right-to-work state, which, for all intents and purposes, null and voids a lot of the power of a union. How does that reclimate itself?
Well, I think it's interesting in that North Dakota is a right-to-work state, but I think unions, I mean, they're an association. I mean, they're a group of people who are voluntarily coming together to advance their causes, you know, whether it be at the legislature or whether it be through contract negotiations, stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. All what North Dakota is saying is that you don't have to join a union if you don't want to, which unfortunately is not a right that other states have. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with workers coming together and forming groups to advance their rights. I mean, it's a good thing generally, even if many of us may disagree with some of the goals that the unions have.
And, Rob, we do have Nick back on now. So, Nick, back to the question before we lost you there with the technical difficulty. How long has this been in the works for bringing these unions under or these organizations under one roof together?
Well, it started a few years ago when both boards instructed their executives to work together to investigate the possibility of a merger. And that's exactly what happened. Both sides had their finances examined. Both sides looked at their membership and looked at their goals overall. And it was a very good fit. And so we went ahead with the merger. And last February 2nd, I guess it was, both organizations voted to accept the merger. And we've been putting it together since. We officially became North Dakota United on September 1st of this year.
Now, moving forward, what's the agenda? Of course, there's always a battle plan. There's a game plan. What is that? You mentioned the Rob mentioned the pension side of that, but what is the more the day-to-day meat and potatoes of having this organization?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't want to just poo-poo the pension thing. That's fine, but in terms of the political aspect of this, we are not a wholly owned subsidiary of any political party. We believe in great public service and great public schools, and that's that. I mean, we're an issues group, not a political group. Going forward, we're looking at engaging in the conversation surrounding Common Core, which, our state has accepted. We have 800 higher education members, and we're looking for those conversations between K-12 and higher ed to make a firm plan for education in the state so that
Nick,
we can go.
Nick, we're up against the break. Thanks very much, and we'll come back and probably discuss with you more on the Common Core issue down the road.
You need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
You're tuned to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Rob Port, sitting in for Scott Hedden, the 10th anniversary of the Say Anything blog this week. And we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few moments. Joining us now, the donor recruitment manager at United Blood Services here in Bismarck, Stephanie Radins. Stephanie, a big week going on for United Blood Services. These are events that take place across the entire state, across the region, because you cannot emphasize enough how important giving the gift of life is, getting blood the blood supply secured, and being a regular donor. The Battle of the Badge is going on right now, and this is kind of the big one that exemplifies helping out your neighbors and having that that blood supply be secure, isn't it?
It is, absolutely is. We hold this annually once a year in September in the Bismarck Mandan area, and you know, we really are trying to bring new donors in to keep that donor base growing, but also inviting all of our current donors that donate on a regular basis to come to Battle of the Badges.
You know, one of the things that I find rather amusing is donors will set up their donor schedule so that they are available to give this week. You know, this is a fun little competition between law enforcement and fire and EMS. And who's winning right now? That's the question I've got. Who won last year and who's in the lead right now?
Well, fire won last year, and it was very, very close last year. And right now, they have just been neck and neck all day yesterday. We ended the day with fire being at 69 and law at 67. So we saw a total of 136 donors come through, which is fantastic. Today, we're shooting for 165. We'd like to see 450 by the time we're done tomorrow.
And what time are you guys going to be there for, through the rest of this afternoon and for tomorrow?
Yep, today we start taking donors at 12 o'clock, and we will take them all the way up until 7, as long as they're through the door and we have them registered by 7 o'clock. We will see them tonight. We'll stay as long as it takes. And tomorrow we will be there from 10 until 5.
And you're at the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck. Where are you located in the mall this year?
We are down right by JCPenney's. We're right next to them, right across from Arby's. We have our big UB set up in the middle right by Coldwater Creek, so it's hard to miss us.
And do people just walk in, or is it best to make an appointment? Is there a number they can call? How do you get a hold of United Blood Services to line up that appointment, or is this just a walk-in event?
Well, people can make an appointment, and we definitely have appointments available for people to do that, and we do our best to honor those appointments because some people are on a very tight schedule. A lot of people choose to walk in, but if you want to make an appointment so we can try to get you, we will put you ahead of some of those walk-ins. You can call 258-4512, and they will make an appointment for you, and we'll get you in as soon as we can.
And if somebody can't make it to this event, still give the gift of life. I mean, that's what blood is. I mean, if you can't make this an event, which this is a fun event, how do people go and donate just regularly?
Right, absolutely. We have a need for donors, obviously, every day. The region that we service is in the Dakotas. We have 93 hospitals, and we use, on average, about 500 pints of blood a day. So we are always needing people to come in and donate, and we are located in Bismarck on South 7th Street, right next to the University of Mary Butler Center and kind of on the same strip mall area as Barnes & Noble across from Petco. We're there Monday through Saturday. You can make an appointment by calling the same number, 258-4512, or just walking in. We're staffed to be able to help you.
And once again, that number, should somebody want to call and make an appointment, because everybody's time is very valuable?
Yep, 258-4512.
And if you can do so, stop down to the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck if you're in the area and join in on the fun with the law versus fire for the Battle of the Badges. Stephanie, thank you very much, and kudos on another great event going on this year.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Stephanie Radins, Donor Recruitment Manager with United Blood Services here in Bismarck. Of course, these events take place all over the state, all over the region as well. Whenever you can have an opportunity to give back, do so. Rob, thanks for filling in. I want to give you a couple moments one more time to talk a little bit about Say Anything Blog.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a great time. I appreciate it. SayAnythingBlog.com. We are a political blog. We have different contributors. I guess I write most of it, but we try to keep the debate flowing about North Dakota politics. We mix in a little bit of national stuff, and it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it, and thanks for everybody who's been reading for the past 10 years. The blog wouldn't be what it is without you.
Yeah, I just started about 10 years ago, so I'm catching up.
Oh, just 10 years ago.
The reading started. Rob, thanks for filling in today. Appreciate it. It's been a fun morning. Coming up tomorrow, don't forget, Normal or Nuts Friday. Scott and I are both going to be broadcasting from Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Also, we're going to have the great one, talk show host and best-selling author Mark Levin, on his brand-new runaway bestseller, The Liberty Amendments, Restoring the American Republic. Also, Susan Beeler, chapter leader for North Dakota Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. We're going to get her take on why she feels they can convince Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who has come out supporting our gun rights and the Second Amendment here in North Dakota, but why they think they can convince Senator Heitkamp to change her vote on background checks. And then on Monday, we're going to have developer Doug Burgum. He's got a plan for North Dakota's largest skyscraper to be built in downtown Fargo. And, For me, I think that's the cart before the horse when you start talking about a community that doesn't even have flood mitigation for their downtown yet. But we'll find out more about that. Norman, that's Friday. Coming up tomorrow, I'm Steve Bakken, Scott Hennon. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We'll be at Chasing the Lake in Walker, Minnesota, broadcasting live for a Normal Internet's Friday on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.